You are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Annette Meeks, former vice chair of the Minnesota State Republican Party. And prior to that, she served as deputy chief of staff for then House Speaker Newt Gingrich here in Washington. She and other Minnesota citizens filed suit this week in challenging the final canvassing board total of the Minnesota Senate race, which awarded a 225-vote victory so far to Democrat Al Franken over Republican Norm Coleman. And Annette, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, my pleasure, Greg. Thanks for having me on.
It's great to have you with us. So what did you and your fellow Minnesota citizens base this challenge on? What is the reason for you taking this to court?
Well, the first and foremost reason is we don't believe anyone's vote should count more than any other citizen's vote. And it appears to us in what was happening throughout the recount is that some votes were being counted twice, to be very frank. Let me give you a concrete example. I live in downtown Minneapolis, and in my precinct, there were 12 more votes than voters. Now, I don't know where you're from, but where I'm from, that shouldn't happen. And there has to be a reason for it, and we believe the reason, frankly, was some of these votes were double counted due to a new process that we have here in Minnesota.
Have you gotten any answers to why the voter total exceeded the number on the rolls?
Well, not officially yet, but I can tell you what our theory is, specifically here in the city of Minneapolis. The one thing that is most striking is we've had two major skirmishes throughout this recount. One is over the counting of absentee ballots that were wrongly rejected, and that's a whole nother legal issue that we're not involved in. The Coleman campaign will handle that in court. But what we are involved in is a new process, as I mentioned, that happened in Minnesota this last election, which is when you receive an overseas absentee ballot, for example. And, of course, we email those ballots to our military personnel, and then they print them out and mail it in using the same absentee ballot procedure. When the election judge on election day receives that absentee ballot, plain paper cannot be fed through the optical scanner. So the process is that you take that plain paper ballot, transfer the results onto a cardstock ballot or an official ballot, but you must label them. You label one original one, and then the duplicate ballot that you're creating, duplicate one, and so forth and so on. It just so happens in my precinct, where there's 12 overvotes, if you will, that there were 12 of these absentee ballots that were received by mail that had duplicates that were mismarked. And we believe that to be the case in the city of Minneapolis for about 130 to 150 votes.
Obviously, in a situation where millions of votes were cast and the official total is a 225-vote difference, a little bit of a change can make a huge difference here. Do you have any estimation to how many votes might be affected, how much alleged double counting may have occurred?
We don't know how much double counting throughout the state of Minnesota, because this is just really surfaced in the last 2 weeks during the recount, or when they were completing the recount. We also have instances, for example, during the recount, however, where in also in the city of Minneapolis, this happens to be a precinct down by the University of Minnesota, where 133 ballots cannot be found. So during the recount, our state Supreme Court had said, well, then just use the election night count. Well, no, you're recounting the ballots in a recount. You can't just add 133 ballots to your total that you can't find. So when you go through all of these, it is thousands of votes. And I'm not even talking yet about the absentee ballots that may or may not have been improperly rejected by election judges on election day that perhaps should be counted. When you start looking at that universe, it is thousands more votes that should and could be counted.
Annette, obviously this is a very tight race, and whoever wins, the person who comes up on the short end of the stick is going to have a serious gripe. What are you hearing from the folks there in Minnesota about how long they're willing to let this process play out and whether they'll accept either person as the winner here?
Well, I think one of the lessons we learned from Florida is that there has to be a truly transparent, open, and quite frankly, fair resolution to this. We hope that our state Supreme Court will give us that remedy. If they don't, I suspect that there will be appeals, and ultimately this will end up in the U.S. Supreme Court. I hope that doesn't happen. I hope that our state Supreme Court is able to get a quick and final resolution to this. But it appears they're not going to go to court until the last week of January, early February. So this thing still has a while to ride itself out. In terms of public perception, I think if you ask the average Minnesotan what's going on, they would shake their head because it's become so complicated. And frankly, there are so many issues left to be resolved. Most people just want to make sure that the right thing is done, and most importantly, that the rule of law is followed. And as we call our website, nodoublecountingvotes.com, that does not happen, that everybody's vote matters the same as their neighbors and their cousin, but nobody's vote is going to count twice.
What's your read in our last 60 seconds here, Annette, on this three-person panel assigned to handle the contesting filed by the Coleman campaign? Lean left, lean right, pretty much down the middle. How do you read it?
My fear is they might lean a little left, but that's only because of the governors who appointed them, one Democrat, one independent, and one very liberal Republican. But, you know, I'm a little biased there. I would like to see three Republican judges, but such is the case, and I hope that they at least adhere to the rule of law.
And so we'll see which different decisions might be made. If any, go ahead and give that website one more time.
NoDoubleCountingVotes.com, and you can go to that website and let us know your thoughts on this. And if you're a Minnesotan, if you'd like to join in on the lawsuit.
Annette, we'll certainly stay on the story. Thanks for your time today.
Hey, indeed, my pleasure. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Annette Meeks, former vice chair of the Minnesota Republican Party, former deputy chief of staff to former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, and she's one of the co-filers of this suit against double counting of votes in the Minnesota Senate race. This is Dateline Washington.